now today's top federal headlines. Senate Democrats have blocked an attempt to move the $579 billion defense spending bill for 2016 forward. According to The Hill, they're worried Republicans will back out of their agreements on domestic spending if they pass a standalone defense bill. Lawmakers have until mid-December to pass individually or omnibus spending legislation to avoid a shutdown. One senator thinks IRS employees should not be unionized anymore. Senator Tim Scott has introduced the End the Partisan IRS Culture Act. It would exempt the agency from labor organization and collective bargaining requirements. He cites IRS employees having to conduct union affairs while at work as his main reasoning. The National Treasury Employees Union represents nearly 90,000 IRS employees. Also in Congress, the House Foreign Affairs Committee passes the Foreign Aid Transparency and Accountability Act. It directs the State Department to update foreignassistance.gov to make information on U.S. foreign assistance publicly available. Heads of agencies involved in foreign aid would have to provide state with information about such programs. It now goes to the House floor for a vote. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs is convening a commission to help choose the next Undersecretary for Benefits. The commission, which is required by law, will try to replace Allison Hickey. Hickey resigned October 16th in the wake of allegations of pay fraud. The official position announcement will be available on usajobs.gov starting today. Veterans Affairs also wants to tighten up the verification process for contracts awarded to veteran-owned small businesses. New rules proposed by the department hope to clarify eligibility requirements and streamline the monitoring of daily business operations. DOD is giving new direction to program managers on implementing the Cyber Risk Management Framework. A new guidebook emphasizes a risk-based approach treating cybersecurity like any other system requirement, and it will be updated as more is learned. The guidebook is the first version released by the department. DOD's top weapons buyer and technology officer says cybersecurity is a vital aspect to maintaining U.S. technological superiority. Big data hubs, spokes, but no tires. Jason Miller tells us what this means in the IT special report.
The National Science Foundation awarded $5 million to set up four regional big data hubs across the country. NSF established these innovation centers to address challenges across a variety of industry sectors. NSF also released a new solicitation for projects within the hubs called spokes. The White House's Office of Science and Technology Policy says the big data hubs constitute a big data brain trust that will conceive, plan, and support partnerships and activities. I'm Jason Miller.
The Justice Department wants to give its Office of Inspector General access to more records and documents. However, the department's IG, Michael Horowitz, wants Congress to reform the Inspector General Act of 1978 so all agencies get the same access. He says Congress should reject the Justice Department's proposal. And the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office will need a new chief of staff. Andrew Burns, who has held the position since September of 2013, has parted ways with the office in order to become general counsel and senior vice president of a San Francisco ride-sharing startup. No word yet on any possible replacement. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.